My oh my, there is so much ignorance and stupidity when it comes to saving a relationship or a marriage, especially from psychologists, psychics, and life coaches.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted, thrilled, excited, and motivated to be here with you today. But I have to say, I don't know where to begin. I do not know where to begin. Excuse me here, I'm getting my coffee. I need coffee with this particular podcast. It's just absolutely gone mad. It's gone crazy today. So I got a letter, a text from a friend, a client who is working to reestablish a new and loving relationship with her boyfriend, with her fiance, and they've gone through a serious breakup. And there's a lot to this story that I'm not going to get into. But she happened to have lunch with a life coach. Now, I have to tell you, I hate the word life coach because everybody who has an opinion now is a life coach. They don't have any training in the mystical arts or in the magical arts or in the ancient mysteries or anything like that, but they're now a life coach. And they had lunch and she said, you know, you just need to give up and move on. Well, first off, I want you to put yourself in her position for a moment. If you've just broken up about a week or two ago and you still love somebody, do you really think you're ready to move on? I mean, honestly. Honestly. She's still in love with him. She can date other people, but she's not going to find anything of value in anyone else until she's cleared all that energy out. But the truth of the matter is that many of these life coaches, in quotation marks, many of these life coaches, they don't understand the law of attraction. They don't understand the ancient teachings of Hermes Trismegistus and all the way up to Sir Isaac Newton and some of the great quantum physicists of our day as well. And they all approach it from a different perspective, but it's all the same. The teachings of Buddha, the teachings of Jesus, the teachings of all the great mystics of the past. As above, so below. That which you create above must manifest below. We are responsible for attracting everything that happens in our life, including our breakup. So what we do with miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, what we do is we help you. The alchemy life coaching means to help you transform, to change your beliefs, because many of you have negative beliefs. You have limiting beliefs. So we help you. Alchemy means moving from lead to gold. The alchemists of the past would transmute metals, as they say. Our job is to transmute your emotions, your energy field, your vibrations, your thoughts, and the things that you attract into your life. Miracle mentoring means that, you know, to the average life coach, to the average person on the street, it's a miracle. I didn't think those two would ever get back. Who thought that people separated 3 years would get back together? But it's happened. Who thought people separated a year, 15 months, would get back together? But we've done it. And we do it all the time. It's not me, it's the universe. I'm a mentor here. My job is to mentor you and help you understand new perspectives, new ideas, new beliefs, so that you can have the relationship you truly desire. Now, just this week, two of my clients who are no longer active got in touch with me. In the same week, one of them has met a wonderful man in Dubai, and they have an incredible relationship. It's getting better. It's getting stronger. She's happier than ever before. And I had a chance to talk with her. And I asked her this simple question. If you could go back, if I could wiggle my nose or do something crazy to bring back your old boyfriend, would you want me to do it? She said, hell no. No way. I'm much happier. You see, we raise your vibrations so high. We give you exercises and work to do, so powerful. And I know a lot of people don't understand how powerful it is, but it is powerful. That you are either going to attract back into your life the person you love for a new and exciting relationship, not the old broken down relationship, because that thing died, but a new and exciting relationship. Or something better is going to come into your life. Now, I know when you're going through pain, that isn't comforting, because you don't interpret it as something better. You interpret it as something else. I'm not talking about something else. Most of the time, the something better is with the person you already are deeply and passionately in love with. But at times, it's with someone new. Now, I can't use the name in this letter because I don't have permission for that. And I'm not going to read the entire letter, but I got another letter today, March 28th, 2017. And the lady writes, life has been just so amazing lately. I attracted something better. He's a good man with a kind heart. And we laugh and have a great relationship. You helped me tremendously by opening my eyes to all my doubts, fears, and limiting beliefs. You empowered me with the notion that there are no failures, even when I wanted to doubt it so much. All those rituals and ceremonies and exercises you taught me shifted my energy and my vibration to a place where I could attract Jim into my life. Now I have this man in my life. I can share those ceremonies. I can talk about the law of attraction. I can talk about working with crystals. I can talk about all the things that you taught me and so much more. You played a very large part. And so thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of the letter, but you get the idea. There's a case where she attracted someone better. But first, contrary to what your life coach may tell you, contrary to what your girlfriends may tell you, contrary to what your family may tell you, do not give up. You need that focal point. You need that focus to attract either the person that you're deeply and passionately in love with back into your life or something better. So do not give up under any circumstances. I know your life coach won't use those words. Your psychic won't use those words. They'll say, well, you need to move on. Move on to what? What do you move on to? We're talking about love here, folks. We're talking about a life. We're talking about a heart. We're talking about a spirit. If, and I want you to quote me on this, you loved once, you can love again. And you can love stronger, and you can love deeper. Now, when I say do not give up, I do not mean engage in clinging or begging or drunk texting or writing letters or stalking or any of that kind of craziness. We attract through vibration. We do not attract by chasing someone down. We do not attract by being weak and allowing ourselves to become a puppet for someone either. If they know how much you're hurting, how much pain you're in, then there's a good chance you might be a puppet. But you're never going to attract them, get them excited by being their puppet. We do not attract people by allowing ourselves to slip into the friend zone. This does not mean we can't be friends. Because I think a lot of relationships break up because there was no sincere friendship there to begin with. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you? Okay. So we want a friendship. We want depth to the relationship. But we do not want to slip into the friend zone. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, your law of attraction specialist. And we've been helping people in 60 different countries all over the world. We've been doing this podcast since 2009 with over 3 million listens. Wow. I want to invite you to take the time to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I know you have doubts, you have fears, you have concerns, but I want to ask you this question. You've tried all your girlfriends or boyfriends. You've talked to your buddies. You've talked to the church pastor or maybe your parents. Now, why don't you get the help you really need? Send us a letter. Let us know what's going on. Include your phone number and contact me on Skype. Now, if you contact me on Skype, but you don't follow through with the contact with a letter or a time to connect, then I will delete you again after a short period of time because I don't know who you are. Okay? Robert Zink 770 on Skype. Write us a letter, lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com, or go to lawofattractionsolutions.com. And just fill out the Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching form. Your life is about to change. The help you need is on the way. But you have to have the courage to take action. That's where it begins. Action. Hey, want to remind you one other thing. You can go to Law of Attraction Solutions now on Facebook, and we do about a 2 or 3 minute video every single day. But we keep it pumped, I mean pumped, with some good information on Law of Attraction Solutions on Facebook as well. Thank you.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Anyway, we ended with the friend zone. Here's what you do want to do. You want to focus on visualizing a compelling future together. What does your future feel like? What does it look like? What does it sound like? How do you get back together? What does he say or what does she say? What are the things that you do that you used to love doing together? And what are the things that you're now doing that you've never done before? Visualize a compelling future. Next, you have to focus on raising your vibration in the physical. That means eating clean, working out, getting your body active. And the intellectual, studying, learning. I highly recommend, there's a lot of good books out there. My favorite is by Dr. Wayne Dyer, Power of Intention, but you can read our book as well. It's a great reference manual. It's on Amazon. So there's a number of books out there available that you can read. Of course, you can subscribe to this podcast as well, right? What about your emotional? What are you doing to nurture yourself so that you're not focused on negatives, on pain, on sorrow, on anguish, but you're focused on happiness, on joy, on laughter? Your spiritual, which is very important, nurturing your spiritual self. I didn't say going to church or your religious self, though that may be what you want to do. I said your spiritual self. It's very important that you take care of yourself and raise your vibration in every area of your life. Well, I hope this helps you and gives you some idea of just the potential you have. You know, not too long ago, medical researchers did an experiment with a football team. There's about 40 members on this team. And they told every person on this team that they had a serious infection and that if they felt any symptoms, to call the doctor immediately. That the entire team had been contaminated in one way or the other. And within a few days, people got sick. Some of them had to be hospitalized. People didn't feel well. They complained of headaches. Within 2 weeks, everybody on the team was sick, all 40 people. Now, listen to me. This is important. None of them were sick. None of them were exposed to anything. It was an experiment. But through the power of their mind, through the power of their beliefs, they were able to make themselves very, very sick. It didn't just happen to one person, it happened to everybody. Pause for a moment. If you're able to make yourself that sick through your thoughts and your beliefs, imagine what you can do if you apply your mind, your thoughts, and new beliefs to feeling extraordinary, to feeling in love, to attracting love, to having an incredible relationship. You can have it all. There's no doubt in my mind. Okay, there we go. Got it off my chest. I feel better. How about you? I hope, I pray, I'm certain that you are going to have a great day today because you deserve it. Bye-bye.